KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered late-day showers and thunderstorms, a high around 90. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to near 40 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A female passenger on a motorcycle in Atlantic suffered what were described by police as apparent non-life-threatening injuries during an accident that took place at around 7:18 p.m. Wednesday at 7th and Laurel Streets. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue explains what happened.
Three vehicles were traveling westbound, called a Spider motorcycle, slowed to turn and go north here on Laurel. The Buick behind it was slowing so that they could turn. A black Honda motorcycle rear-ended the Buick. Female passenger on that motorcycle has been taken to the hospital. She was alert, conscious. It didn't appear any major injuries, but certainly being taken up there for some injuries to be looked at.
No other injuries were reported. Additional information is expected to be released later today. Police and Council Bluffs say a convenience store was robbed a little after 4:30 this morning. Officers were dispatched to the Bucky's store at 3434 Nebraska Avenue with regard to a robbery call. Upon arrival, officers were informed that a light-skinned black male dressed in a red Nebraska hooded sweatshirt gave the clerk a note demanding merchandise and an undisclosed amount of money. After receiving the items, the man left the area on foot. The incident remains under investigation, and if you happen to have witnessed that crime or have any information about it, call the Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A traffic stop at around 6:40 p.m. Wednesday in Red Oak resulted in the driver's arrest for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Red Oak police say 24-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson of Red Oak was arrested at the intersection of Highway 48 and J Avenue, and she was charged with OWI first offense law and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Police in Creston report that 25-year-old Bradley Nauman of Creston was arrested at around 3:20 this morning on a charge of OWI first offense. He was subsequently released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And late Wednesday night, 28-year-old Alex Cunningham of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for violating a protection order and on four counts of harassment of the first degree. Cunningham was being held in the Union County Jail on a $17,600 bond. Also, Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation Wednesday for Union County in response to severe storms that took place beginning August 28th. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of severe weather and activities. The Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for Iowa qualifying residents, along with Disaster Case Management Program. The Individual Assistance Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or maximum annual income of $41,560 for a family of three. Disaster Case Management is a program to address serious needs to overcome a disaster-related hardship, injury, or adverse condition. Case managers will work with clients to create a disaster recovery plan and provide guidance, advice, and referral to obtain a service or resource. There is no income eligibility requirements for that program, and it closes 180 days from the date of the governor's proclamation. Residents of counties impacted by recent severe weather are asked to report damage to help local and state officials better understand the damage sustained. Damage to property, roads, utilities, and other storm-related information may be reported. And that information is collected by the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and shared with local emergency management agencies. In our funeral announcements, Tom Pope, age 84, of Lewis, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Tom Pope will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Teresa Ann Powell, age 88, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Menlo, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Teresa Powell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Margie Kneipfel, age 86, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Graveside services for Margie Kneipfel will be held on Friday at 11:30 at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Charles Robinson, age 82 of Atlantic, died September 11th at the Griswold Care Center. A celebration of life service for Charles Robinson will be Friday at 1 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Glenn Ohms, age 86 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Glenn Ohms will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Thompson, age 80 of Atlantic, died September 10th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Joanne Thompson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home. Evelyn Asbury, age 81 of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Evelyn Asbury will be on Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a scripture service at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. Mervyn Christensen, age 78 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Mervyn Christensen are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Margaret Peggy Schilling, age 63 of Greenfield, died Monday at her home. Private family services are planned for Peggy Schilling. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.